This is TWiT.
Wielded and probably continue to wield immense power in Silicon Valley. I found Ken Auletta's quote from his New Yorker profile of you in 2007. He said, "Walt Mossberg is someone whose judgment can ratify years of effort or sink the show." Did that power ever concern you? How did that feel to you personally?
Well, it never felt as dramatic as Ken Auletta made it sound.
but Walt, it was true. I mean, people came to you and wanted your seal of approval, and you know, without it, it was tough.
No, well, there are plenty of things that succeeded that I thought were suboptimal, and there were some things I liked a lot that didn't succeed.
What did you hate? Tell me something.
Very
you
much. Wait, before we get to that, yeah, I mean, okay. the correct analogy, the way to think about it is, you know, I decided in 91 to be kind of a movie critic for tech products or a book reviewer for tech products. So, and I had a big platform, which was the Wall Street Journal. And so just like a movie critic or a book reviewer, there are things you will like, you will praise, but which go on to, you know, not sell in big numbers. There are things you will say, geez, this is really lousy, or, you know, not as good as six other things, yeah. But the public will buy them anyway. And that never bothered me. I was not interested in driving sales or hurting sales. It did happen. You know, you mentioned Ken Auletta, who is a New Yorker media writer who very well known, who did that piece. But Wired did a piece on me also. And at that time, they did a chart. And I had never paid any attention to this, but they did a chart kind of showing, I can't remember whether the sales or stock prices or something.
They called you the kingmaker.
Yeah, they did. But the interesting thing was they had this chart that showed, you know, a certain product I had reviewed and what happened to their sales or their stock following the review, positive or negative. So, you know, people paid attention to that. But I really, honest to God, I know it sounds corny, but I really was just trying to give my opinion in a way that would help average people, because I thought, and this is really the reason I started the column, I thought the industry was not aiming its efforts at average people, and instead was really aiming its efforts at techies and enthusiasts.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be the champion of average people, and that's what I was right to the end.
Yeah. And I think that's absolutely the key to the success, your success. You wrote for people who weren't necessarily tech enthusiasts when you compare that with all the blogs that have come out since there. And, you know, Peter, there's a quote, Peter Rojas saying, "We, Engadget, we aimed at the tech enthusiast."
Yeah, which is great, which is fine. Yeah. I mean, you make up your mind in media, and you've done this also. Everyone has. Actually, I would say it goes beyond media. It goes to anything you do. You make up your mind, who is your audience? Yeah. Who is your customer base if you're a business? And you try to be laser focused on that. And I made up my mind that my customer base was smart people. They weren't idiots. They weren't computer phobic necessarily, but they had about as much interest in how the computer worked as they did in knowing, you know, how to tweak the engine in their car. You know, there's a percentage of people who are car enthusiasts. There are magazines and websites and podcasts and things aimed at them, and God bless it. I think it's great. But 95% of the people that drive and buy cars don't care. They're a lot more interested in how does it look? Where are the cup holders? Is it convenient? Is it safe? Whatever, you know. And so they have a different set of criteria. And it was similar to me in the way I approached tech.